Okay, once again, I would like to give thanks to our Lord.
再次我们愿意把感恩献给我们的上帝。
Last night we had a good gathering and we were able to share and hear many heartfelt thanksgiving.
昨天晚上我们有一个很好的感恩节目，弟兄姐妹都上来献上他的感恩。
And now let us think about what our Lord has done in our life.
那么现在我们就要思想神在我们的生命当中做了什么奇妙的事情。
And may we think about his greatness and we have a grateful heart in response.
让我们思想神的伟大，让我们这个感恩的心油然而生。
Right, today we're going to talk about a very serious topic.
今天晚上我们要思想一个非常严肃的问题。
The topic of today's sermon is about forgiveness.
今天晚上的正道的题目就是如何去饶恕别人。
Forgiveness is a very important teaching and command from the Bible.
其实饶恕在圣经里面是一个非常重要的教训。
Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, verse 3,
耶稣自己在路加福音这里曾经说过。
He said, if your brother sins, rebuke him.
如果你的弟兄得罪你，你应该要责备他。
If he repents, forgive him.
但是如果他是悔改的话，你就要原谅他。
Now, so far, so good.
那么到此为止都大家都可以明白。
However, Jesus continued on,and say, if he sins against you seven times in a day,
但是耶稣继续就说，如果这个弟兄在一天之内得罪了你七次，
and seven times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him.
那么他每次都回来说，啊，对不起，你要不要原谅他呢？
Now we are dealing with a repeated offender.
那么我们现在就面对一个不是一次乃是多次的得罪你的事情。
And yet Jesus say, forgive him.
但是耶稣说你要原谅他。
Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 14,
在马太福音耶稣继续这样子讲。
For if you forgive men when they sin against you,
如果你饶恕别人他得罪你，
Your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
那么天父也照样的饶恕你。
And actually, in the other Bible reference, it say, if you have to forgive, otherwise it will make a connection and reference to the heavenly forgiveness to you.
那么在圣经的别处更严肃的讲，如果你不饶恕别人，上帝就不会饶恕你，好像是一个条件一样。
So actually, this is a very serious concept we need to face.
因此，这个饶恕别人就是一个非常重要的观念。
And forgiveness is not easy.
那么我们知道，饶恕别人不是一件容易的事。
I remember an incident happened in Poughkeepsie more than 20 years ago.
我记得在20年前在 Poughkeepsie 这个地带有一件事情发生。
Two guys met in a party.
那么两个人在一个派对里面碰面。
One is a Christian, the other one is not.
一个是基督徒，另外一个是不是基督徒。
And somehow at that night, they start to have a heated debate.
那么不晓得为什么原因，在那个晚上他们两个就起了争辩。
And they argue until the end of the night.
那么他们一直在口角，一直到了整个晚上快要。
Both of them went home furious.
他们回家，每个人都感觉到非常非常的气。
And the Christian, when he went home, he couldn't sleep at night.
那么这位基督徒回家以后啊，他因为这个事情的发生，他晚上不能睡觉。
So he woke up in the morning, early in the morning, he made a call to the other person.
那么第二天早上一早起来，他就决定要打一个电话给这位先生。
So he made a call, say, hello.
他打个电话说，喂，你怎么样？
Here he goes.
他说，这个就是我要跟你讲的事情。
I'm going to forgive you.
我现在要原谅你
Goodbye
然后说再见
Is that a true forgiveness?
那么你想想看这个是一个真诚的饶恕吗
And actually there is arrogance involved
原来他这种说法有一种人的骄傲在里面
You know the non-Christian when he heard this
那么这个不信主的人听到这个电话的时候
I don't know whatWhat's going through his mind?
我不知道他脑筋里面是想什么。
Actually, I missed the word when, about the conversation when this question made the call.
那么我好像似乎听到当这个基督徒打电话的时候他好像讲了这样子一句话。
He actually say, I forgive you because I'm a Christian. Goodbye.
他是这样子讲我原谅你因为我是一个基督徒。
So forgiveness is not easy.
所以我们知道原谅人不是一件容易的事情。
However, today we are not talking about forgiveness about some shallow, irritation that you are having.
那么我们刚刚所讲的就是从饶恕这个层面一个肤浅的层面。
You know, some people can be easily irritated.
那么我们知道每个人都不同有些人很容易都被触怒。
A look?Some careless comment,
看他一眼啊，也许讲一句话，不小心讲错一句话。
Or someone's unintentional expression or move,
也许他无意的做了一点动作。
Or even someone else's how someone else's dress,
也许因为别人间接的缘故。
And all of a sudden, himself or herself feel being offended.
And突然之间他就觉得被好像被触怒了一样。
And actually, it's her own problem or his own problem.
原来一个人常常被觉得人家得罪太敏感觉得人家得罪他其实是他个人的问题。
Now, this is not kind of level or wrongdoing or forgiveness we are going to talk about today.
那么今天晚上我们不是讲这种层面的饶恕。
Today we are going to talk about some event.
今天晚上我们要讲一件事情。
Some wrongdoing.
一些做错的事情。
Some evil intent.
一些犯罪的事情。
That caused someone's reputation.
使到人家的名誉受损害。
Someone's name being tainted.
让人家的名誉受到不应该得到的报应
or cause some physical illness or suffering
也许这种的做法使到人家生病而且那个身体受到损害
or cause our time
也许你
and waste our time
使到人家浪费很多时间
or somehow took away our relationship with our loved one to our family member or friendship
使到别人在人际关系当中受到很大的损害。
Or someone took away that what we used to have.
也许你拿走人家已经有的东西。
Or cause a hindrance for our future, perhaps our study or our work.
甚至你也许影响别人的前途，也许他的学业，也许他的事业。
And somehow we have been framed, or somehow our freedom has been violated.
那么有时候也许我们是被人家设计陷害有时候我们的自由也被人家所损害
All due to some unjustified evil intent
都是因为有些人有些恶毒的企图让我们受伤
Now how can we forgive?
那么在这种情况之下我们怎么样会去原谅这个人呢
There are many wisdoms, very many wise words in this world that teaches us how to forgive.
那么在圣经以外，就这个社会上面也有很多谓语教导我们怎么样去原谅别人。
Or tells us what should we forgive.
也许也告诉我们什么事情我们应该原谅，什么事情我们不应该原谅。
Let me just say a few.
那么让我举几个例
Retreating a step You will get a burdened mind
那么如果你是 退后一步，你的心就可以广阔天空。
So you no longer contend, you no longer fighting. You retreat, then you gain the whole world.
那么这种退后的态度呢，其实对你来讲是一个得着，就是让你得到更大的心理上的自由。
What forgiving is a rediscovering the shining path of peace that at first you thought others took away when they betrayed you.
那么世界上的谓语也说到，如果你能够原谅人，就好像你前面的道路本来是黑暗的，现在变成光明。
Forgive all who have offended you, not for them, but for yourself.
然后他们在说，如果你原谅别人的时候，其实不是为他的好处，是为你自己的好处。
Indeed, holding grudges can lead to physical illness.
这个是对的，因为你心里怀恨的时候啊，的的确确会影响你的心理、生理的状态。
Study shows holding grudge can cause cancer.
那么在统计上面有这样子的数据，如果你常常为怒在心呢，会影响你，甚至会影使到你生癌症。
So for the sake of your own health,
那么为了你自己健康的缘故，那么你就原谅人吧。
Well, holding grudge is a way of punishing yourself for other people's wrongdoing.
因为你自己抱怨怀怒的时候呢，其实是对你的身体不好。
A lot of time forgiving involving apologizing. And here it goes.
有时候这个原谅呢，就包括我们向人家道歉。
Apologizing does not always mean that you are wrong and the other person is right.
那么当你去抱歉的时候，不一定完全代表你是错，而且别人是一定是对。
It just means that you value your relationship more than your ego.
只是代表你看重我们之间的关系多过这个事情的本身。
Forgiving is not forgetting, it is letting go of the hurt.
那么我们要注意到，这个原谅并不是说忘记一件事情。
So the wisdoms of this world, they do contain some truth in them.
那么我们看到这个世界的智慧，也并不是说完全没有道理。
So if you can listen and somehow readjust yourself, and knowing that you should forgive and you are able to do it, I congratulate you.
如果你真正能够照着世界的谓语建议去做了，那么是很好的事情，我应该是要恭喜你。
However, if you couldn't,
但是如果你不能做到的话，
please continue on to listen to today's sermon.
那么我就要请你留心听这个讲道，因为这里有神的话语在里面。
Because the wisdoms of this world does not solve the following problems.
因为世界上的智慧并不解决等下我要讲的那个问题。
If we forgive and ignoring as nothing ever happened,
那么如果你只是饶恕别人，就把所发生的事情看成没有发生过，
then where is the justice?
那么公义何在呢？
Where is righteousness?
那么公正何在呢？
Then if I'm hurt due to those wrongdoing,
这样子你对这个做错事情的人也没有造就。
And what's the purpose of being hurt?
那么他受伤了，在这个事情上面大家得到什么益处呢？
What does it mean to my life?
那么对我的生命也有什么造就呢？
And besides, if those hurt truly affect my life right now at this moment,
如果他得罪我，而且真真正正使到我的生活不能再忍受下去，
And how can I face my day-to-day life?
那么我怎么样面对每天我自己的生活呢？
There are several crazy people out there.
那么我们知道在外面都有很多可以原谅人的人。
I remember years ago, a girl, who is, my wife's friend's daughter.
那么我知道有一个女孩子，她是我太太的朋友的女儿。
And one day she got off school from a Bronx Science and taking subway back home to Queens.
那么有一天这个女孩子下课就是坐地下铁然后就回家让她下车的时候
A crazy person came behind her and started to use a razor to cut her face. To cut her face.
突然间有一个恶人就在她的后面抱住她然后用剃刀把她的脸挂了几下
End up she needs more than 100 stitches.
最后她就要到医院去有连了100多针
Now let me ask youIf she is able to forget about things happened in the past,
我就问你，如果她真正能够原谅这个人，过去所做的事情。
Now she wakes up in the morning and face the mirror.
那么每天早上她起来对着镜子的时候
，How is she going to deal with her face for that day?
那么她怎么样？处理他自己美容的上的问题呢
？You know, all of those theory or teaching, they sound good, but they couldn't resolve some of the deep issue.
那么世界上的道理，世界上的哲理，都告诉你怎么样去原谅人，但是在实际上怎么样面对这些每天都要提醒他这种问题呢？
Sometimes I do consultation with people.
那么我常常也做这个关怀这个工作。
And I will tell them, may we follow the Bible teaching and we will try to let go and try to forgive.
那么我就告诉他，我们就根据圣经所教导我们去做吧，然后就把这个事情忘记了。
And later on they will tell me their stories.
那么以后他就回来告诉我，我实在不能做。
And they will tell me their parents, their children, their relatives, their friends, how they were being betrayed.
那么他，而且他也受到家人的压力，因为他的父母亲、他的弟兄姐妹好像也不能接受这个事情。
And will tell me her, or his, work environment or the issues.
然后他也告诉我，因为他受了伤害，在他工作的环境当中也受到很多的压力。
And you know what? Once I put myself into their shoes,
那么我也可以了解到，如果我在他的地位上面，我会不会有这种的想法呢
？I truly don't know how to forgive.
我可以说，我也不知道怎么样去原谅别人。
So the only way is we need to go back to the Bible teaching.
所以我们不能。靠着世界的道理，我们必须要回到圣经里面。
I realized one thing from the Bible.
我记得在圣经里面有这样子一个记载。
God is asking us to forgive, but not to forget.
上帝其实告诉我们要原谅别人，他并没有告诉我们要忘记这个事情。
Because there is something that has been registered in our mind. We cannot just press a delete button and erase.
因为在实际上很多人在我们脑筋里面如果我们有一个健康的脑筋里面的时候我们实在是不可能按一下钮就把一些不好的东西通通洗掉
But God is asking us to remember those from another perspective
有时候上帝也叫我们纪念一点东西从另外一个观点来看
Do not count those things in a way that you want to take vengeance
就不要不要纪念那些事情就是你常常有一个要报复的心
Do not remember the thing that we have been wrong
不要记得我们人家得罪我们的事情
Do not count for the justice for all the single instance
不要常常觉得每一件事情对你不公义的事情
Because God is telling us You cannot justify You cannot be a judge of the situation at the time
因为圣经告诉我们我们没有一个人有资格做一个审判官
Maybe some people will say
也许你会这样子问
Didn't Paul ask us to forget everything behind?
圣经保使徒保罗不是说也我们忘记背后努力面前吗？
For he said that, but one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining towards what is ahead.
保罗说你要忘记背后，努力面前的，看着标杆一直跑。
Actually, Paul is mentioning that if there's anything, any pride in you, you should forget about it.
其实保罗告诉我们要忘记的事情，就是那些使到自己自满的事情。
If there's anything that will hinder you to pursue after the Lord, we should put aside.
也许有些事情让我们的灵命长进受到拦阻，这种事情我们要忘记。
Paul is not asking us to be a wishy-washy Christian.
这个保罗并不是说教导我们要一个黑白不分的人。
And try to ignore all the wrongdoings.
然后所有的罪过都把它忘掉，好像没有发生一样。
Actually, Paul is asking us to face and remember those incidents.
其实保罗相反的，要教导我们正视这些问题。
And learn how to deal with them.
然后靠着主学习怎么样处理它。
And use love to accept those who have harmed us.
那么我们用爱来接受那些得罪我们的人。
And all of those loving and accepting teaching are in the level of people to people relationship.
所有的爱，所有的原谅，就是关乎到人与人之间的关系。
They don't involve with social justice.
那么保罗并没有讲到这个不涉及这个社会公义。
It doesn't involve ethic or church order.
也没有涉及到伦理跟教会里面的秩序的问题。
If you read Bible carefully, Paul identify everyone's wrongdoing when they violate God's righteousness, or they violate church order.
然而，保罗在圣经里面严肃地要我们注意到，凡是使神不荣耀，凡是在教会搅乱的事情，我们要正视。
So let us turn to the scripture, which you can find at the back of your bulletin.
那么我们要看几段的经文。
Right, first.Is Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32.
第一处经文是在以弗所书第四章第三十二节。
Right, maybe you don't have it in English, I will read it. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ Jesus forgave you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Then Colossians chapter 3 verse 13.
然后我们跳到哥罗西书第三章第十三节。
Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Wow, what a command.
Wow, 你看看这个是何等宝贵的一个教训。
It talks about forgive as the Lord forgave you.
讲到我们要原谅人，好像天父原谅我们一样。
That means when you face a situation, it's tough for you to deal.
当你碰到一个非常难处理的问题的时候。
That someone has wronged you.
别人得罪了你。
And caused you suffering.
使到你受苦。
Then immediately need to deal with it.
那么你马上就要正视这个问题。
And when you face that person,
当你面对这个得罪你的人的时候，
And the scripture tells us I should forgive that person.
那么圣经就告诉我们，我们必须要原谅这个人。
With one principle,
按照一个重要的原则，
That as the Lord forgave me.
首先我们要祈求上帝原谅我。
Immediately, we are identifying ourselves, putting ourselves as the same position as the Lord.
那么这样子的思想就把我们带到基督的心肠里面。
then immediately we will think how the Lord has forgave me before in the past.
那么我们就回想到为什么耶稣我们的上帝原谅我呢？
Then we will put the other person in our position.
那么然后我们就把得罪我的人呢放在这个位置，好像我在上帝面前的位置一样。
And all of a sudden, we start to think how God thinks.
那么有这种的思想以后，我们马上就会跟主认同。
And all of a sudden, we realize we deserve, I deserve death before the Lord.
那么我们就会想，如果我在上帝面前不配，然而他饶恕了我。
I have violated His holiness.
我过去曾经得罪了上帝的荣耀跟圣洁。
And yet I was forgiven.
但是我们的主原谅了我。
And now it's my turn to testify how I have been forgiven by forgiving others.
那岂不是我现在就要思想我应不应该要原谅这位朋友呢？
So my action testify how God has forgiven me in the past.
其实我这样子原谅他的行动就反映到上帝怎么样原谅我。
Then I realize God is asking us to testify His work.
在这个过程当中我们就不知不觉为了神做了见证。
Because other people, they have never seen God. They have no relationship with God.
因为他们从来没有见过上帝，他们跟上帝也没有关系。
But they know us.
但是他知道我。
So through our action, they can see how God thinks.
所以经过我原谅他这个行动，他就隐约地体会到上帝是一个原谅人的神。
So oftentimes Jesus used different parables to reveal this truth.
我们在四福音里面看到耶稣常常用不同的比喻来阐明这个道理。
So I would like to use a similar example.
那么我又用一个很相似的例子来解释这个问题。
For example, today you were driving on Route 9.
那比方你今天在这个我们这里最大的马路里面开车。
Any accident, you hit someone's car.
那么很不幸，你不小心碰到别人的车子。
You hit a van with a family of seven inside of the car.
那么他在对方的车子里面有一家七口在里面。
Five of them become vegetable men because of you.
那么因为你的不小心，里面他五个七个人当中五个人已经受了很大的伤害。
Now you go to the court.
那么你没有办法，你就要去法庭了。
Your insurance is not able to cover you to that many people.
当然，你的保险会保长一点点，但是还不够。
You still need. You are short of $2 million.
那么你还需要20万的钱去完全去
200万
的钱去解决这个问题。
However, the other family say to you in the court.
但是这个受伤的家庭在法庭法官面前说
，I will be merciful.
我是有怜悯的。
I will let you go. I will not ask for a dime.
我知道你没有钱，但是我也不追究这个事情。
You are free to go.
你可以有自由。
You were shaking in the courthouse.
我想你可能会惊奇到一直在发抖。
Then later on you go home.
但是你当你回家以后
，You pick up the phone.
那么你就拿起这个电话
，And you call someone and say you still owe me $20.
那么你就
Please pay back right now.
告诉你的朋友说你还欠我20块钱呢、啊，你马上就要还给我。
Now God is using such examples telling us.
那么耶稣就用这类的比喻来告诉我们
，How much you have been forgiven？
那时候你要想想，我上帝说，我原谅你多大
？And use that when you think about, then you won't hold grudges when people wrong you。
当你想到神对你原谅的大恩大爱的时候，你就自然不会想到人家欠你20块这个事情就不算什么了。
I would like to share a story of a child actor, in Taiwan, who was very famous in the 70s.
在70年代20世纪70年代的时候有一个童星在台湾的名叫
And she was raised in a dysfunctional family.
这个童星名叫吉宝如，她是在一个不太正常的家庭中长大。
Her father has been married multiple times.
那么她的父亲结婚过四次。
And the father has favoritism towards boys.
那么在那个时候的家庭，这个很平常，就是重男轻女。
And therefore, the family he does not want to raise the daughter.
所以这个父亲呢，对这个女孩呢，根本就觉得不关怀她。
And therefore, sent his own daughter to the grandparents' home to ask them to raise her.
那么他就把这个吉宝如这个小女孩呢，交给这个人的爸爸，就是这个祖父祖母去带领他。
And the grandparents later on find out this little girl could act.
那么这个祖父祖母呢，就发现这个小女孩呢，原来有一个天分，就是去演戏。
And therefore they sent her to into the show business.
那么他就要培养她，让她在这个艺术这方面呢，大概希望她有点成就。
However, the grandparents wish to keep her to continue to be famous as a child actor.
但是这个祖父祖母呢，希望她保持永远保持这个童星这种的状况。
And therefore, they brought her to doctors to inject some more like a depressor to her body.
那么他就做了一件很残忍的事情，就把这个女孩子带到医生，要医生跟她打一些荷尔蒙，使到她不能长大。
So her voice and her height and her entire body remain as a little girl.
那么这个小女孩当时是14岁，她就一直长大以后，声音还是像小孩子一样，身高也像小孩子一样。
And she doesn't have a normal childhood life because she couldn't go to school.
那么你想象到她没有一个正常的童年的生活，她甚至不能去学校。
And therefore, there's a desire in her. She would like to get out of the house.
那么她就有一个意愿要，就是要逃离她自己的不健全的。
And therefore, she found a way which is quite shocking and rebellious. Is she think in order to get out of the house? She could get pregnant first.
那么她就想一个很奇怪的方法，如果我要离开这个家庭，首先我必须要怀孕，让我爸爸可以赶我出去。
And therefore she got pregnant and later on eloped.
那么她真的怀孕了，然后她就离开这个家。
And unfortunately the very first born was born with defect.
那么在她这个不在婚姻里面当中生了头一个孩子，这个孩子呢是不正常。
The baby was born with defect, belly skin. His intestine was exposed when the baby was born.
那么他就有一些医学上面很怪的症状。
And later on, when this girl married with this man, her boyfriend, and end up they become couple.
那么她有了孩子以后，后来就跟她那个男朋友结婚。
And soon after, the husband start to have an affair.
那么不久以后，她的丈夫就有外遇。
And at the time, their finance was facing a big problem also at the same time.
And 不但有外遇这个问题，而且他因为投资不当的原因使到这个家庭也产生于很大的财务上的问题。
So this woman was so angry, she left home.
那么这个小女孩其实那个时候也不小了只是看起来小，就离开家庭。
And so the husband begged her to come back to home.
那么她的丈夫有一天就好像悔改了，要求她可不可以回家。
She doesn't want to listen, so the husband went to a bar, tried to drown his sorrow.
那么这个女孩子就拒绝她的丈夫回来，那么这个男人就没有办法，很伤心，就跑到酒吧里面去喝酒。
And on that very night,
那么就在一个晚上
，there was a fire in the bar.
那么在这个酒吧里面
，was burned to death.
就生火。最后他这个男人就女孩子的丈夫呢就被烧死。
So the mother-in-law thinks her husband's death was caused by her.
那么她的丈夫的妈妈就是她的岳母，这个女孩子的岳母呢觉得她的儿子的死呢是完完全全因为这个女孩子所招来的祸患。
And later on this widow need to raise three children she had.
那么这个女孩子最后就单独的需要自己一个人养大三个孩子。
She was lonely.
她是非常的孤单。
She never experienced fatherly love.
她从来没有享受过在家里的父爱。
She lost her husband.
她失去她的丈夫。
Her original family won't accept her.
她原来的家庭也不再接纳她。
The family from husband's side won't accept her.
她丈夫那一边的家庭也不接纳她。
And she can only drown herself too in alcohol.
那么她就没有办法，非常的孤单，常常喝酒。
And she tried to commit suicide many times.
甚至尝试自杀好几次。
Amazingly, God found her.
但是很奇妙的，上帝寻找这个女孩。
And she chose to accept the Lord.
她变成一个基督徒。
And the amazing thing is, she decided to forgive his family.
那么当她成为基督徒的时候，这个有一个超自然的力量在她里面，她决定去原谅她所有得罪她的家人。
She no longer have a hatred and grudge go against her father.
她心里再没有愤怒，再没有嫌隙。
And her grandparents,
跟她的祖父，两边的祖父祖母也对他们也没有什么恶心。
So today, let us continue to ponder how could such people do it?
那么我们就奇怪，在这种那么恶劣的环境当中，这个女孩子怎么样会原谅别人呢？
Of course, I believe mainly it's because of God's love.
当然，我们都知道真正的答案就是上帝的爱。
And miraculously change her mind.
那么神就用超自然的力量改变她的心。
However, today I would like to ask people to look at another perspective.
那么现在我又请大家专心，我们再看看这个原谅这个功课的另外一个角度。
If we go back to the scripture we just read, we know there are two verses also being printed on the back of your bulletin.
那么还有两节经文我要大家去留心去听。
One is Galatians chapter 3 verse 2.
这两节经文的第一节就是哥罗西书第三章第二节。
Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
圣经说你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Now this verse is very close to the verse which make a reference to forgiveness.
那么刚这节圣经虽然没有原谅这个字在里面，但是它跟这个原谅这个功课呢产生一个非常密切的关系。
No, this passage, those two verses are very close to each other.
哦，原来这两个经节就是哥罗西书第三章第二节跟哥罗西书第三章十三节，对不对？
Yes.
其实听起来好像是没有关系，但是其实看再想通一点是有很密切的关系。
And we also look at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
那么还有一节圣经就在以弗所书第五章十七节，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So there, it's very interesting that understand the things above or understand what's Lord's will enveloped the idea of forgiveness.
那么我们就看到一个更高的层面了，就是我们如果能够思念上面的事，而且我们能够明白神的主意，在这个大前提之下，我们就涵盖了原谅的秘诀。
What does this mean?
那么到底这三节圣经的中心的意思在哪里呢？
It means to forgive has something to do with Lord's will.
这里就指出原谅人原来跟上帝的旨意是有密切的关系。
Forgive is not just a command.
那么原谅并不是单单是一个字面上的命令。
Or a desire God wants us to have.
也不是上帝喜欢我们这样子做，当然上帝也喜欢。
It means there is something to do about His will.
那么有一个更深的含义，就是原来原谅人是跟神的旨意有密切的关系。
Let's push a little bit further.
那么我们再把这个观念推广一点点。
It means God is saying you have to, Christians, you have to forgive for this is my will for you.
就是你们基督徒应该要原谅别人，因为这是我的旨意。
But there's a prerequisite of forgiving.
但是这个原谅前面有一个前提。
That you must have first been violated, and you must first suffer someone else's wrongdoing against you first.
就是你的的确确因为人家得罪你，你受的伤害，你受的委屈。
And you think about, this is God's will?
那么你就想，这个是神的旨意吗？
What does it mean?
那这个到底什么意思呢？
It means sometimes our suffering, when we are being wronged by others, is part of God's will and God's plan in our life.
啊，原来我们在世上受苦的时候，不管是值不值得受苦，原来也在上帝的旨意当中的一部分。
When we try to understand His will and put our minds on things above,
当我们去追求神的旨意，而且思念上面的事情的时候
，will help us and enable us to forgive,
就会帮助我们，就会加添我们力量去原谅别人。
If we look at the life of Joseph,
那么我们想想看一个很清楚的故事，就是约瑟。
If you remember the life of Joseph, which we talk about a few weeks ago.
那么在过去好几个礼拜，我都讲到这约瑟的生平。
Joseph was a little brother in the family.
那么约瑟在一个家庭当中是很多弟兄姐妹当中差不多最小一个。
He was despised.
但是他被人家欺负。
He was wronged.
被人家轻看，被人家得罪。
He was betrayed.
被人家出卖。
Because his brothers didn't like him, so he was sold to merchants, and later on the merchants brought him to the land of Egypt.
因为他的弟兄不喜欢他，所以把他当成一个货物一样卖到埃及去。
And to a land he couldn't speak the language there.
去到埃及，他也不懂当地的言语。
And later on, he tried to be a diligent servant to serve his master, the house he has been sold to.
那么当他做奴隶的时候，他真真正正愿意做一个忠心的仆人。
He truly put his best for the sake of his master.
那么他对他的主人的的确确是非常的忠心，非常把他一切的力量去服侍他。
However, the master's wife tried to have some indecent relationship with this young man.
但是这个漂亮的年轻人就被这个主人的太太去引诱。
This young man with integrity, he refused.
那么这个约瑟记得他是一个非常年轻的人，他居然能够拒绝这个引诱。
Then later on, he was falsely accused and being thrown into prison.
然后他被冤枉。结果他的主人把他丢在这个监牢里面。
Because this master's wife, for the sake of saving her face and embarrassment, she accused him first and put him into jail.
因为这个主人的太太为了保护他自己的面子，为了他表示他在他丈夫面前的清白，所以就故意冤枉他，好像这个都是约瑟的错。
So Joseph in the prison also tried to be a good prisoner.
那么当他 下了监牢里面，他也愿意做一个很好的坐监的人。
He started to serve the people in the prison.
那么他在监狱里面呢，跟同在一起的囚犯呢，去服侍他们。
So he served, one day he served this particular, two of particular prisoners.
那么有一天他就为了两个非常特别的人去服侍他们。
Because they were suffering from a very strange dream.
因为他们跟梦有关的事情，这两个人就被关在监牢里面。
他们做了一个很奇怪的梦，所以很痛苦。
做了一个很奇怪的梦，就非常痛苦。
And therefore he solved their problem.
那么他不知道这个梦的意思，然后这个月色就给他们解梦。
And then he said to one person.
然后他对一个人说，
Since I have helped you.
我既然帮助了你解决这个梦的问题。
Could you help me once you get out of the prison?
那么你可不可以当你出去的时候又帮助我呢？
To help me to get out of the prison because I'm innocent.
帮助我离开这个监牢，因为我实在是不应该在这里。
However, this person, when he got out of the jail, he forgot about Joseph.
那么这个人也答应了，但是到了离开监狱里面，他就好像太自由了，就把这个事情忘记。
To make the long story short,
长话短说，
eventually Joseph got out.
这个月色也被释放了。
And later on, he becomes the highest official in the land of Egypt.
因为他的释放也借着一个神奇妙的安排，他成为埃及一个首相。
Only second to Pharaoh.
只是在法老王之下的第一个人。
And later on, he was able to get his brothers and family to the land of Egypt.
那么神的安排，他做了这个高位置以后，他也有机会把他的家人从迦南地通通移民到埃及。
Because the land of Canaan was suffering from famine.
那个原因是因为迦南地有大饥荒。
And meanwhile, Egypt, they do have food.
然而埃及有很丰盛的收获。
And therefore, as the highest official in Egypt, Joseph had the right and authority to help his family to immigrate to the land of Egypt. 那么他既然是
一人之下万人之上，他就有这个权柄把他的家人通通从这个迦南地带到富庶的埃及去。
So Joseph loved his family, his brothers.
那么我们看到这个约瑟虽然受了委屈，但是他是非常爱他的家人。
And however,When Joseph's father died,
那么十一过了不久，他的父亲老父亲就去世了。
It comes to this passage,
然后就来到这一段圣经的话语。
Now I'm going to read quickly.
那么我就很快把这个段圣经读给大家听。
When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back?" For all the wrongs we did to him. So they sent words to Joseph saying, Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father. Then their message came to him. Joseph wept.His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. We are your slaves, they say. But Joseph said to them, Don't be afraid. I'm in the place of God. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done. The saving of many lives.
是创世纪五十章十五节到二十节。约瑟的哥哥见父亲死了，就说：“或者约瑟怀恨我们，照着我们从前，待他一切的恶，足足的报应我们。”他们就打发人去见约瑟，说：“你父亲未死以前，吩咐说：你们要对约瑟这样子说：从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶；如今求你饶恕你父亲神的仆人的过犯。”他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。 他的哥哥又来俯伏在他的面前说，我们是你的仆人。约瑟对他们说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保存许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
I don't know what to say.
我不知道怎么样去了解这段经文。
I will imagine Joseph right here.
我可以想象到这个约瑟在这个地位上面。
He has been hurt second time.
他过去受伤害七次之多。
Second time.
第二两次之多。
Now, his brothers did not pay respect or with grateful heart to thank him for his kindness and love.
虽然他对他的哥哥还是很好的优待，但是他的哥哥没有感谢他。
And yet,His brothers were seeing him with crooked and evil intent.
然而他的弟兄们呢，以一种歪曲的不善良的态度去对待这个约瑟他的弟弟。
When they realize their father died, immediately they are thinking about their own safety.
那么当他父亲去世以后，他马上警觉到他可能没有保护了，他的弟弟可能就向他报复了。
They think, will Joseph hold vengeance against them?
他想约瑟就是他的弟弟一定会对他们不利。
They did not have the time to have a brothers gathering and mourn together for their father's death.
他们甚至没有把弟兄姐妹召集在一起，然后为他的爸爸奔丧。
So what they think is about themselves.
他们所想到的就是他自己的安危的问题。
I find out there is a principle here.
那么从这个故事我发现到有一个原则。
The biggest punishment that God has given to the evil man.
神对一些坏人不义的人最大的审判是什么呢？
Is that they are evil men.
就是宣告他们是一个不义的人。
Because they constantly thinking about how to hurt others, and end up they are thinking how others may take revenge against them.
因为他们的心思意念就是常常想到怎么样去伤害别人，然后又想到下一步伤害别人以后，人家怎么样去对他报复。
What makes the matter worse, they twist how Joseph's kindness to them.
And,把这个事情变得更严重，就是他把约瑟他弟弟的对他们的好心看成是个坏的事情。
And actually, Joseph had said to them when they first arrived Egypt.
其实约瑟当他们哥哥们来到埃及的时候，已经跟他们说过。
You see.And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you.
就是说你们不要忧愁，你也不要太过意记得过去你得罪我的事情。其实神有他的旨意，乃是要保存生命。
And later on, in the last chapter, he said to his brother, you intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
创世纪最后一章五十章，约瑟甚至说这样子的话，从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保存许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
Now, Joseph did not lose his memory.
那么我们就看到约瑟并没有说忘记过去他哥哥对他所做不利的事情。
Or he misinterpreted thinking his brother was not trying to hurt him.
他也很清楚了，知道他没有误会到他哥哥的心态。
But rather he views all the events in his life from God's perspective.
然而他把过去所受到的损害所受到的委屈他用透过上帝的眼光来看这个事情。
He realized every single step of the way is part of God's plan.
他深深地知道过去所发生的事情是在神全权的手下，都有神的意思在里面。
He holds no grudges against his brother.
靠着这个认识，因此他就对他的弟兄就不再怀怒。
The cupbearer, which is another prisoner, forgot about him.
他并没有忘记这些事情。
Or Potiphar, who's the master and Potiphar's wife.
就是那个在埃及那个他的主人波提法跟他波提法的妻子所发生的事情，他并没有忘记。
Did he suffer?
那么他在这个事情上，他有没有受了损害呢
？Of course, he suffered.
当然，他为了这个恶人的所做的一切，他自己受苦。
And that's the reason when he has his firstborn, he named him Manasseh.
因此，当他有两个儿子的时候，他把他第一个儿子的名字取名为马拿西。
Because he wished to forget everything.
马拿西就是忘记的意思，就是他没有忘记，但是他希望他能够忘记过去。
But could he forget?
但是他实实在在能够忘记吗？
Then we realize there is another transformation of Joseph's life.
那我们有从这里看到，在他生命当中有一个更新变化。
Because he named his second son.
因为他生了第二个儿子的时候，给他取名
Ephraim，
以法莲。
It means it is because of God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering。
这句话，他取这个以法莲的意思是讲到，虽然我在这个受苦的地上，但是神让我活在里面，能够得到昌盛。
He found a way to solve his problem.
约瑟就想到一个圣经的办法去解决这个大问题。
Because he is suffering indeed.
因为实实在在他是受苦。
Because when he sees his son, he was reminded he himself also has a father.
那么当他看到他两个儿子的时候，他就马上想到他自己也有一个父亲。
And who he misses so much.
就是他非常的舍不得的父亲。
So the only way to resolve his suffering.
那么约瑟解决他受苦的办法呢？
Is start to seeing the blessing of the Lord at his life at this moment.
就是看到上帝在这个时刻怎么样祝福他。
Then he realized, as long as he start to count God's blessing in his life at that very moment, he start to find out he's walking in the way of Lord's plan.
那么当他学到这个数算主恩的办法的时候，他就不知不觉走在神的旨意的道路当中。
Joseph is a kind person.
那么我们知道这个约瑟实在是个很温柔很良善的人。
He did not want to get even with his brother.
他并没有想到要向他的哥哥们报复。
The reason why he wept when his brother said these words to him.
圣经里面讲到约瑟哭了。为什么他哭呢？
Because he feels sorry for his brothers.
因为他觉得他的哥哥有这种不正常的想法。
很可怜，
很可怜。
He feel his brother still suffer from the past.
因为他的哥哥们在他们自己罪疚当中仍然去受苦。
Joseph realized our life, the entire history of human, is just a part of play.
那么约瑟也察验到，在他的一生，甚至我们可以广义的讲到，我们的人生好像一场戏一样。
He realized the center actor, the main role is the Lord.
那么整个故事的主角呢，并不是约瑟，乃是上帝自己。
We are just supporting actors or actresses.
我们只是一个支持这个戏剧的一个配角。
And in between this play, there are many scenes in the play.
那么在这个戏剧里面呢，有很多的场面的出现。
And there are main characters were in different plays.
那么在每一个场面呢，可能有一些主角。
And he realized his position is not the main role all the time.
他切身知道，在这个人生这个戏台里面呢，他并不是主角。
What does this mean?
那么这个什么意思呢？
You know, there's a movie talking about an actor who loves to act.
那么讲到有个电影里面有一个演员，他是去
No, 他很喜欢演戏。
他很喜欢演戏。
So, however, so far he's a beginner actor, so he could never find the main role that he could play in the movie.
那么他只是刚刚去学习做戏，所以他没有办法找到一个很适当而且重要的角色。
So he was always being assigned as a background actor.
那么他就常常被指聘为这个候补演员。
And in 临时演员。
临时演员。
And in this particular movie, they were shooting, it's about a gangster, they have fight.
那么这个电影的故事是讲到有一帮流氓就拿枪是互相去打来打去。
And his role is just showing up in 1 second, he got shot and lie down on the floor.
那么整个戏的当中他只出现一次，就是他被枪打了摔倒在地上那就完了。
And however, because he would like to get the camera time, so when he got shot, he refused to die.
因为他希望这个镜头多的注视在他的身上，所以他被打死的时候，他就故意不死。
So he goes like this.
他就好像还没有死一样。
So when he got shot, he goes like this and just refused to die.
那么当他被枪打中以后呢？他的角色应该是倒下去，但是他还是在那边跑来跑去。
So keep getting in front of the camera.
那么在这个镜头前面跑来跑去，好像希望能够得到。
So the director got really angry. They took the scene for several shots. Take several times.
那么这个导演呢，有点不高兴啊，就重复的演这个片面的表演好几次。
So the director said, "You are fired."
那么这个主管就说，你既然不听话，我就不解雇你了。
You're supposed to play a dead man.
因为你的工作就是要演出一个死人的样子。
And I can no longer use you as part of the play.
我不能再用你在这个电影的一部分里面。
Just like we need to know our role. We are playing a supporting role here.
所以我们的人生也是一样。在神安排的演戏当中，我们要清楚我们到底去扮演哪一个角色。
Imagine today you're a bridesmaid.
如果你今天你是个伴娘是吧
？Or you're a groomsman.
也许你是个伴郎。
You dress well, ready for the day.
那么你就穿得非常整齐，到大日子。到的时候你就出现。
And you get in front of the church with the bride and bridegroom.
那么你就在新郎新娘的面前应该扮演你应该扮的角色。
And however, you are daydreaming.
但是那天你就发白日梦。
And thinking yourself are getting married.
那么你是一个伴郎，但是你好像做梦以为自己在那边结婚。
So as the minister say, would you take this lovely woman to be your beloved wife?
那么当牧师说，你愿不愿意介绍这个女人成为你的妻子呢？
And you standing on the side say, I do.
那么他在旁边就说，我愿意。
You are totally out of place.
那么你就是在扮演一个不应该扮的角色。
Whenever we put ourselves in the center stage under the spotlight,
当我们把我们自己放在这个台的中心位置的时候
，we are thinking we are the most important person.
我们就常常以为自己是一个很重要的角色。
Then we are easily being offended, thinking our rights has been taken away.
那么当你有这样子的错觉以后，你就慢慢就觉得。怎么人家不尊重你
But Joseph knows that God is the director.
但是约瑟清清楚楚知道上帝就是这个导演。
The main story is about God's salvation and His love to His people.
整个故事的主角就是上帝，是讲到这个救恩，讲到上帝怎么样爱他的子民。
It's not my right.
这个不是我的权利。
It's not my freedom.
这个不是我的自由。
We are here being part of the play to show this message to the world.
我们只不过是一个配角，然后把主的故事清楚地告诉大家。
If we don't understand the script,
如果我们不明白整个剧本，
we will continue to play the wrong role.
那么我们就演出一个不应该演的角色。
So Joseph has a principle in his life.
约瑟就明白这个真理。
He understands that God has sovereignty. God is the ultimate director.
他清楚知道上帝就是那一个导演，上帝有他的大权。
For he said to his brother, God intended for good.
因为虽然他的弟兄得罪了他，然后整个事情上帝都有安排，原来是为了他们一家人的好处。
If you remember, Joseph said God intended for good. This is the last chapter of Genesis.
那么你没有想到这句话，约瑟说你们神的意思原是好的，是为了保全许多人的性命。这个是在创世纪最后一章所记载的一句话。
Do you remember which chapter God say it is good?
你还记得上帝在圣经里面也讲一句话，
God say it was good? Do you remember which chapter?
上帝说看来就说一切都好了。
The very first chapter.
就是在创世纪第一章。
So when you look at the story, the book story of Genesis,
当我们看到这个创世纪从第一章看到第五十章的时候，
it was enveloped with God's goodwill.
那么我们就看到，神的美意就包含在整本书的里面。
Even though there are many, many stories in between,
中间虽然有很多很多不同的故事，
they are not unrelated independent events.
表面看起来这些个别的事情好像互相没有关系。
And actually they are part of a single story.
但是它却在整个故事当中扮演一个有联系、有合理、有条理一个角色。
This is how Joseph view his life also.
那么这个就是约瑟怎么样去看他自己生命的一个角度。
Many times we were wondering how come my work suffering has anything to do with my church life.
那么你也可以问一个问题，我的受苦跟我过教会生活有关系吗？
My children have a problem has anything to do with my own study.
那么我的孩子也许生病，也许有些问题，跟我在学习的过程当中是有关系吗？
How about my attitude towards my own relatives?
那么我对我家人亲人的态度又如何呢？
Joseph realized all the events are all being directed by the same director.
那么约瑟就清楚意识到这些片面的东西好像一个拼图里面的每一个小块。
And he believes this director is good.
然而他也认识到这个导演是善良的。
With this attitude, Joseph transformed himself as a victim to a grace giver.
那么当他明白到上帝的属性，上帝的良善的时候，他就知道所有发生的事情都是为他的好处。
Not only that, he's able to forgive others.
因为这个原因，他就可以能够原谅他的哥哥。
He also helped them and encouraged them to be part of the story.
不但如此，他还鼓励他们，帮助他们，让他们的生命也成为上帝这个故事当中的一个有意义的角色。
He reassured them.
而且让他们有这个保证。
So forgiveness is not only a way how God want to prune us.
那么原谅人不单单是上帝 所用的方法来修剪我们的生命。
To enable us to understand His forgiveness to us.
乃是加添我们力量，让我们明白他的旨意。
To understand how He loves the world, and in turn we can testify for His love.
也见证他怎么样爱这个世界，然后把这个福音传出去。
And help us that knowing that God love can cover all wrongs.
然后我们知道神的爱能遮盖万事。
And one more thing is, He wants us to understand that He has a will for us.
最后我们还要记得，上帝对我们每个人都有他的旨意，都有他的目的。
He has a redemption plan for the world.
他有一个救赎的计划，为了这个为世人有个救赎的计划。
And we are part of His master plan.
那么我们每个人在历史当中都是他整个救赎计划当中的一个棋子。
We are the conduit of His message.
我们是他的信息的这个通道。
If we continue thinking we should have the spotlight.
如果我们相反的只想到我们是在这个舞台当中有没有站在一个引人注目的位置呢？
And we will hold grudges for all the suffering we are going through.
那么我们就会忍受一些痛苦。
我们就不能忍受痛苦。
我们就不能忍受痛苦。
Then we will get fired from the director.
那么结果就是我们会被这个老板去解雇。
So we come together today.
今天弟兄姐妹朋友们聚在一起。
Let us understand forgiveness is a character that God wishes that all of us to have.
我们就记得在我们的脑海当中，原谅这个事情是神的旨意要我们要做的角色。
Forgiveness is not for advanced Christians.
原谅并不是
给高深的基督徒。
给高深的基督徒。
And Paul reminds us that give thanks in all circumstances.
保罗告诉我们在所有凡事要感恩。
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神在基督里向你们所显的旨意。
May we submit to His sovereignty.
让我们能够在他的全权之下俯伏。
May I turn the time to our worship leader.